From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Things our kids have taught us. We like to complain on The Secret Life of Motherhood because there is so much to complain about. Yes. But that does not mean that we do not love our kids. Yeah. We do not appreciate them, mm-hmm. because we do, if you just caught the half of that sentence. And it does not mean that we wouldn't mama bear for them. We yes. do love them. But the fact is just that it is really quite hard to be a mom.
It is really hard being a mom, being a parent. But sometimes there are some really good things. You know, our kids are growing up. Yours is 8 going on 9.
Yeah.
My eldest turned 9 just a short while ago. My youngest is turning 6 this week. And I said to my husband the other day, you know, it's really interesting listening to their arguments now, because their arguments are becoming a little bit more intelligent.
A little bit more sophisticated.
It's not just screaming at each other anymore. And as they go through every phase, and as we go through these phases of motherhood, we learn things. We don't always reflect on what we have learned.
Remember, just like it is our kids' first time being 8 or 9 or 10, it is our first time being mamas.
Yes.
Like, you might say, because you would never say that to a dad, but you might say that we were born for this. And okay, truth be told, biologically, we kind of were. But that does not mean we know what we're doing.
Definitely not. No. I definitely don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Even with the second, it's the first time I'm parenting her.
She's a different child, different personality, different temperament, everything.
I've learned a few things along the way, like how to get the burps out easier and, you know, how to dispose of poo diapers and stuff like that. But it's the first time I'm her mom. So what have we learned from our kids? We wanted to make this a little bit more positive, because sometimes we just have to stop and say, thanks, my child.
So my child is pretty damn awesome. And recently he told me to forgive for the first time. I screwed up royally. I'm not ready to talk about it, but I screwed up royally a couple of weeks ago. And he had every right to ask for a new mom. But he told me after that, like pretty immediately after my scrap, he told me, it's okay, mama. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, and it wasn't a small thing. I know for you it was a really, really big deal.
I didn't hurt him, like, physically. Don't.
Anne didn't do anything illegal. She didn't do anything. She didn't abuse her child. No. One day she might tell the story, but it's one of those things where you also feel like, my God, I'm just failing at this 100%. And like you say, they teach us to forgive pretty quickly. Like, I can shout at my child about something now, and 5 minutes later, she'll be back to want to play with me or give me a hug or something. Like, it's not the grudge holding. They don't forget that easily. Don't get me wrong.
They forgive.
But they forgive. They're like, cool, let's. They don't forgive each other.
Ever.
But they forgive us.
Yeah. Another thing is big feelings. We take a really long time to get over big feelings, or just to cry.
I just don't want to feel my big feelings at all.
No, I just like ignore, move on, I'll control, delete. But kids, I mean, they break down.
Yeah.
Either in bad emotion, i.e. crying, like at the drop of a hat, if you know, you know. Or they just like, they find the most stupidest things hilarious.
Mm.
And they just give into that happy emotion.
Yeah.
And I wish I could learn this, like, pick it up quicker from my kid.
Yeah.
Just like a stupid word. The other day, my kid saw DND on his watch. Whole topic for another day. My husband bought him a smartwatch that is totally useless. But he saw this abbreviation. And he came to us and he said, "Oh, look, my watch can do not distribute." And we burst out in laughter saying, "I think you mean do not disturb."
Yeah.
And he had no embarrassment about it. He literally just like belly laughed at it.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you belly laughed at a stupid ass thing you said or did?
Yeah, and we don't feel those big feelings anymore. Like you say, like you along the way you kind of lost just feeling it, whether it's negative or positive. Hmm. And it's all just kind of muted. And
it's a good thing to just laugh at yourself or to cry.
To cry. Have the big feeling. I mean, obviously do what we teach our kids to do. My youngest will storm out of the room. She will storm out of the room. She will slam her room's door. She'll have a complete meltdown in there. Mm. She'll scream at the top of her lungs and then she'll come out and be like, "Hey, hi, what's for dinner?" You know, I don't do that. I stand there going like, deep breath, deep breath. Okay, we're going to get through this. You know?
And then your husband asks you if there's cheese in the fridge and you're like, "Sure."
No, I say, "Have you looked?" But yeah, so the big feelings, that's, and like you said, the laugh one, it's not just bad big feelings. I love belly laughing with my kids and I don't do it often enough.
No.
It's also really important to take time and make time to make memories. Life is just so fast, and I think it's also because my mom actually told me this, because I get very tired, like emotionally, also a whole different topic for a whole different day. But, you know, sometimes you're just not feeling it. And very often I'm just not feeling it. Mm. And my mom said to me one day, we were on the beach and my child wanted me to go and swim with her in the ice cold ocean. Yeah. And I was not less nuts.
Not feeling it.
And my mom said to me, "It's memories. It's memories." And since that day, I just realized I have to make time for it. So even though I don't want to, I have to take them to the beach. I have to take them to the park. I have to let them bake with me. Like, make memories. Make it. Go into it thinking, let's create something. And I've actually started telling my husband. And I also became mood.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's making
like
memories.
Like, when I grew up, talking in the car was a no-go.
Really?
Shush. Yeah. Like, I think it comes from when we would drive long distance to SA to visit my mom's family. Three kids in the car. You know, everyone wants to listen to their radio tape, cassette tape. And everyone wants to laugh and this and that. And I get, because I'm a parent now, in a car, I get that that gets annoying.
And the thing is, if they don't speak to each other, they can't fight.
True, but like, it made such an impact on me when I lived in the UK and I would take a red bus, like those double-decker buses from one place to another. I would zip up as soon as I get in that bus. Shut the up, okay? Do not speak.
Mm.
And then a friend on the bus said to me, "Why are you always so quiet? Are you okay?" And then I realized, oh, this was just a me thing growing up.
Yeah.
So now when my kid is singing along to the radio in the car, and yeah, it annoys me a little bit, but I also think that's memories.
Yeah. We took a road trip. This is what we saw. These are the games we played.
Yeah.
It's really important to be very present. On purpose and present to make those memories.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like, I'm a very curious person. I love answers. If someone asks me something, I'm like, let's Google it.
Mm.
But I think at some point I kind of lost it. And especially because kids just ask so many questions. All I'm like, that's just the way it is, my child. Like, I have accepted as a human.
Yeah. It's what it is.
And they've actually taught me that looking for answers just opens up the world again.
Yeah.
Why
it breeds
do
curiosity, and curiosity is fantastic.
Why do elephants not have toes? Why do we call it?
Because then they can jump. I've Googled this.
Really?
Yes. And imagine if a herd of elephant would jump. That would cause an earthquake.
Is this legit why elephants don't have toes?
Google it.
My gosh. Okay.
She doesn't want to because she knows I'm right.
No, because we're recording. I'll Google it. That is fascinating. But you see, it's like kids ask these things. And sometimes I have so little energy. But I've learned to take 5 minutes and Google it. It doesn't count as screen time if we're doing something educational, like looking for an answer. And it's just opened up the world for me again.
To slow down.
Literally.
Literally. Do you remember when you were like early 20s? Driving to the coast from Windhoek and you're just like pushing 140. We're going to get there. We're going to get there quick. I don't.
120. I was a law-abiding citizen always.
Sure. I don't do that anymore. Not just because I've realized it's dumb to drive over the speed limit. It's there for a reason. But I have no inclination to drive really fast. I know it's going to take me 5 hours to get to the coast because we're going to stop at least twice. We are going to like drive at the speed limit and it's fine. It's going to take another half hour. Let's put on another story. We'll just listen to.
And that ties into making memories. Like a couple of years ago when my son and I started driving down to the coast because my folks live there. So him and I would drive down solo. And, you know, it's a long way for a little kid to drive. Attention span and their bum gets sore and everything.
Are we there?
Are we there?
Are we there?
So we would make a point to stop at Wilhelmstal.
Yeah.
Okay? To get an ice cream. And that would be literally our memory-making thing. Because on the way there, you're getting this ice cream. But on the way back, you're getting another one. And we're going to sit there on the little bench and we're going to have our ice cream. And just like slow down.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's going to take time. I used to say that time where I have to walk around the car to get to the other child and then fasten their seatbelt, or where I have to stand and wait for them to do whatever it is that they're taking really long to do. It's a mini holiday. Just breathe. It just is. Be like, yes, I do get annoyed. I do. But I have learned to just breathe. There really is more than one way to skin a cat, Anne. And there really is more than...
this expression.
Sorry. There really is more than one way to hide onions, isn't there?
Yes, there is. So my kid would love to help me make dinner.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Okay, he's too sophisticated for now. But he would like to help me. He would have loved... well, he did love... to help me chop the onions.
Mm-hmm.
And if I started and I didn't do it right, he would correct me.
Oh.
And then he wouldn't eat the onions anyway.
He doesn't want the onions in his food. Then you have to hide them.
Yes. So I started grating them with a knife.
Okay.
And then I would chuck them into, let's say, the mince. And he would be like, but why did you put onions in there? And I'd say... oh, don't stress. I'm just going to take them out before I serve you the dinner. He would fall for it every single time.
Yeah, there's more than one way to do pretty much everything. Yeah. More than one name you can give pretty much. So
vitamin balls. If we... okay. If I bought pork bangers, there's always like little mustard seeds in there.
Yes.
Yellow mustard. Those are vitamin balls.
Oh, okay. Yes. I saw this one. This was actually from a dad. It's genius. A video that he said his daughter loves chicken, but she does not eat fish. Mm-hmm. So then one night they served fish and she asked, what is this? Is this fish? And he said, no, this is beach chicken. And then she ate it.
It's called rebranding.
Yes. Yes. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, so having children teaches you some really good stuff.
Yeah, you're just going to be open and present, nah, to absorb it.
Just, take the lessons. There are some really bad things about being a parent that you realize about the world, about yourself and your triggers.
You get sick much more often.
There's a lot of stuff, but take the good lessons out of it too. It does, it can make you a better person. And I think for the most part, it probably has made me a better person.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, it has. It has.
The Secret Life of Motherhood. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on nova.com.na. And you can also find us on social media.
Yeah. Facebook, The Secret Life of Motherhood, as well as TikTok, for the longest time, I called it the tickety-tockety. And then I got actually into it. And then I realized you don't spell it T-O-C-K, but just T-I. Yeah, T-O-K-T-I-K. Anyway, that's me. At Secret Life 911.
Until next week, Wednesday, here on Nova and on Spotify and everywhere else you listen, The Secret Life of Motherhood. Goodbye.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.